to the wrong radio program. You've come to the wrong place. If you want to argue and fight and fuss and get angry, please go away. Not many radio programs will start like that, huh, Jennifer?
That's right. Telling you to go away.
Go away. If you are angry, you're hostile, if you're upset, if you want to punch somebody in the face, go somewhere else and punch. I'm advocating violence. That's not right. I shouldn't be doing that.
No.
Don't punch anybody in the face. But leave us alone. Leave us alone. If you love us, leave us alone. Let's get people together. You ready to get everybody together, discussing, having fun with some of the issues of the day? Grammy nominations. Kanye West got 7.
Wow.
Are you surprised, being the jerk
maybe
that
Taylor
he is?
Swift can interrupt his six.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's a good idea. How about we do that? Ashton Kutcher has been swarmed by girls every place he goes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they've been reading.
Oh, my gosh. He's hot property now. Are you kidding?
Okay, you know how I love airplanes and airlines?
Yes.
This is airplane and airline talk. We could have a whole format, you realize. It could be airplane. Look at the headlines today. Boeing, biggest manufacturer of airplanes in the world. It's making peace with its union. You may recall that American Airlines placed an order for 400 planes about 4 months ago. And instead of giving the whole, they were trying to figure out a way to give the whole order to Boeing.
Uh-huh.
But at the time, they were having such difficulty with their labor unions, they couldn't promise they could deliver all of the planes over the next 4.5 years. And that was the schedule that American needed. So they lost half the order to those babulas over in Europe that make the Airbus. They have 200 planes Boeing lost, 100 million apiece. So you do the math. How much
wow.
did that, huh?
Wow, that's a lot of cash.
That is a lot of cash. Now, not that there is going to be, we're going to have a seance, or we're going to have a bonus party for Boeing, because they have gotten orders for planes like you wouldn't believe. As a matter of fact, there's a discussion around the world now, especially in Asia, where the orders for airplanes are 3 times what they are here in America and in the West, because China's growing rapidly, and so are other countries, India, Pakistan, and they really don't have enough planes to, now that we're in the era of cheap air travel, and because the Chinese economy is booming, people want to go places. They want to do things. They want to see the world, but they can't do it. Now, China's trying to figure out how they can start making airplanes as well. But in the meantime, they're ordering up planes like crazy. Emirates just ordered 77 777s, which are worth $177 million apiece. Interesting, all those sevens.
That's a lot of sevens.
A lot of sevens. And they don't have anybody to fly them. Do you know that 40%, I bet most of you did not know this. This could be the subject of a quiz later on. That 40% of the pilots working for foreign airlines are American pilots, not for American Airlines, although maybe some of them.
But they come from the States.
Bankruptcy. They come from our country, and they hop, skip, and jump to places all over. I had a friend, remember my friend Charlene, who was a pilot for United? Got a big offer to go to work. She got a $130,000 a year raise to fly, go fly jets in the Emirates. The Emirates, whatever, that's Dubai and all that area. She would fly, but there were no limits on what she had to do. She'd be out 4 or 5 overnights a week. One night to Moscow, one night to Beijing, one night to New York, next night to Johannesburg. They run them and run them and run them. Which is not be safe, as you might imagine. But the idea of having enough pilots, where most of the people who get out of the Air Force now, if they don't get a job working here in America, they can easily get a job working overseas. And I don't think a lot of people know that. They fly from San Francisco, Los Angeles, they can hop over to either Tokyo or Beijing or into New Delhi, and they fly for a week, and they come home for a week, and they go back and fly for a week. That's how. Imagine living your life like that, flying, living in Seattle, Washington, let's say, and your base of operations is Beijing, China.
That's crazy. I actually met someone when I was in Mexico who was based in Cabo San Lucas. He lived there. That's where his family was.
Right.
But he would fly to LAX, and he would do the LAX to Tokyo flight.
Right.
And then come back and live in Mexico.
Yeah.
And I thought that was crazy. But flying to China.
Oh right. Or to the Middle East. A lot of people on the East Coast, pilots who live in New York, Washington, they can jump on a plane and go over to the Middle East, and they fly for, again, the Emirates was the best example. They are hiring American pilots away from the American airlines because they were paying substantially more. As I said, she got, I think it was $130,000, $140,000 raise annually, but she was flying almost twice as much as she was, and that lasted for her about 2 years, and then she ran out of steam, which is what happens. If you, it's not hard work, but it's taxing work because you do have to be sort of paying attention, as was demonstrated by the two pilots that weren't, and they overshot Detroit. Remember that from, was that last year?
I think it was last year, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's not like this is easy. It's important work, and the pilots at American, interestingly, as we think about them going on, they're on strike. No, they're not on strike, but the airline's in bankruptcy, so the pilots are now having to take a seat at the table, the bankruptcy table, to figure out who's going to get what. That's a very interesting reality in America these days. If you have a circumstance like a bankruptcy, a big company like that, the people who are the workers get to sit in on how the business is restructured. Is that fair? It's hard. In this world, in this circumstance, you know that you can't get anywhere if you don't have support from the people who are working for you. The bigger your company, the more important the workers are. It just stands to reason. And so if you're rough on the workers, I think it's going to be rough on the future of your company, don't you? I mean, think about it, even in terms of your small company, Jennifer, mm-hmm. or mine. If you're rough on the workers, although jobs are hard to come by more in our business these days, still, you get to a certain point, people say, hey, what am I going to do? Why am I doing this? I'm going to go work at CVS.
I don't want to be miserable.
Yeah, exactly. So, some food for thought. Lots of things going on in this hour. We're going to have a quickie quiz, and I think it will tax your brain substantially. I want to, it's a quarter past the hour. You got that, right, Jennifer?
I think so, yes.
Okay, good. Well, professionally, we've done our job to get this hour started, so let's see where it all goes from here.
Mm-hmm.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 2323. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99. And will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 2323.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra. And now, here's another tax tip from TurboTax. While college tuition costs can add up fast, the deductions and credits can add up as well. That's because this year the American Opportunity Credit for college tuition is up to $2,500. This amount could be available for all 4 years of college and for each student in your family. It even covers the cost of books. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Good news blowing in your couple of the items here that will make you feel good about breathing the air here on planet Earth today, courtesy of the Doug Steffen Good Day Research Department.
Yes.
In the House of Representatives on a 389-15 vote, Jennifer, legislation was passed to remove quotas on employment-based visas for high-skilled immigrants. Now, if we could just turn this around so that we can get rid of the low-skilled immigrants. This is an important thing. This was screwed up after it was sort of part of the Patriot Act. A lot of people come here, go to school, and then we'd send them back home again, whereas it used to be that the highly skilled immigrants who were desirable for certain types of work, they have found places here, stayed here, and have been an asset. As it stands now, any given nation has access to no more than 7% of the visas that we issue. The bill would help the manufacturers in our country who want to come back to America to build new plants in America to basically have more jobs for workers in America. It's this is a positive step. I see this is something that's really good. All right, so that's one thing. Next, there is an inscription on an ancient Mayan tablet that has been found, and those who are reading it have reinterpreted the message so that 2012, 12, 12, 12, as you remember, it was going to be the end of the world. The Mayan calendar stops at 12,
down to like a
12,
year.
12. Well, according to the new reading of the encryptions, the Mayan tablets were wrong. They do not predict the end of the world. It's
Phew.
Something. I don't know. What else?
So much more I have to get done before the end.
Right. Exactly. As a German guy who's an expert in decoding Mayan tablets, and he looks at this 2012 thing as a transition to a new era and not the end of the world. All right. So it's not the end. Folks, relax, calm down, don't worry, be happy. The Mexican Archaeological Institute has acknowledged there was a second reference to the Mayan inscriptions, and so that's why they decided to take another look at these tablets, and apparently were good for another 400 years or so.
Thank goodness. That should be enough time. Could you deal with 400 years?
You and me. A couple more lifetimes would be all right.
Yeah.
21 after the hour. Quickie quiz coming up on Good Day.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with a revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Heaven must be missing an angel. This is a dedication to Jennifer and Murphy of Energy.
Doug, in the early days, was actually an original member of Tavares. He got manure all over his satin, shiny, silver disco pants, and they kicked him out of the band.
That's a flugelhorn.
Isn't that what you played in the band when you were there?
I did. The flugelhorn? I had the biggest flugelhorn in the band.
So that rumor's true.
I know size can be daunting, but don't be afraid. I love you.
Join the party. Doug Steffens, good day.
Much going on. This is exciting. President Obama trying to get out the youth vote in new and interesting ways. And today, and this might be a first, today President Obama answered young people's questions on YouTube. Who went on YouTube? The president. Yeah. As a result, Obama's latest poll numbers are 55% LOL and 45% totally gay. That's the response. You know, said totally gay is the answer to about 50%.
Yeah, yeah.
It's 50% of the comments on the internet about anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Hindenburg blowing up. Totally gay.
Hey, congratulations to SEAL Team 6. You know the guys that got out of Osama bin Laden? Well, they did it again. They staged a successful rescue of two hostages being held in Somalia. These guys can take out anybody. In fact, today Mitt Romney called and said, are you available for freelance work in the Florida area?
Hey, today, as I'm sure you're all aware, is Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day. So if you see some bubble wrap today, I'd like you to appreciate it. Today is Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day. Wednesday is National Baked Alaska Day. Friday is National Carrot Cake Day. I'm not sure how these days get started, but I'm getting very fat celebrating them. Many of these, I guess their holidays are dumb, but bubble wrap is kind of worth celebrating, right? Packing peanuts, I hate. I mean, that could, they can burn in hell for all I care. But bubble wrap, how can you not like bubble wrap? Bubble wrap has given us hours and hours of delightful little pops.
Well, the Super Bowl is almost here, you guys. And get this, I read that Americans will eat about 450 million chicken wings on Super Bowl Sunday. Or as Thanksgiving turkeys put it, who's laughing now, chickens? If the chickens were laughing at turkeys at Thanksgiving time,
they hate them.
They hate them.
It was a well-known fact.
It's a great day for America, everybody. Yeah. Not such a great day for one man here in L.A. who was arrested for driving in the nude. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. I didn't know it was a crime. Now that I know it's a crime, it will not be me. I think it's outrageous. You shouldn't be arresting this guy. You should be applauding this guy. He finally found out a way to do the hands-free texting.
There's Mr. Ferguson, Craig Ferguson, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Leno, and Conan O'Brien with some jokes that are pertinent, relevant to this Tuesday, the 31st of January, 2012. Doug Steffens, good day. Mr. McFadden is here. Ms.
Hello.
Warren is here. We had spent some time talking about Florida, and I wanted to get to some of these callers here, but it's taken 5 minutes to get there, so I don't know whether we have the... In the meantime, we have Jade Steele. Richie, what do you know about Jade Steele, who is our new music, our star of the day musically?
I'm going to have to come up to speed like you guys are.
Really?
I don't know.
She has an album called Children of Humboldt. It's a Northern California coastal area. You know where that is, right near San Francisco, Jennifer?
Yeah.
Yeah, you
yeah, think about it for a minute.
Yes, of course you do. All right, I'm going to do a little exploring here. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Mary.
All right, so Mary, what do you like about Florida? You're in Punta Gorda over on the other side of the area. I was talking about Fort Myers, Fort Pierce, et cetera, et cetera. So what do you like?
We
focus on Florida. What do people not know about where you are in that area?
Well, I originally moved here thinking I was going to have fun in the sun, beaches, the ocean, and yeah, I need to get in the car and drive for that. But what I love most is the conservative family values that are here with Floridians. It's a wonderful family-orientated state.
You mean all ages? You think all ages of Floridians enjoy that sort of family-friendly attitude?
Yes, young and old.
You do? Okay, well, so you came from what part of New England?
No, I'm a New Yorker. Shame on you.
Really?
Come on,
sounded like an idea person to me. Shame on me. What part of New York? New York City or someplace else?
Well, I was born in Brooklyn. I worked in Queens, but I lived on Long Island.
Ah, right. There is a great deal of difference, and a lot of people that come from New York where you are from will stay on the east coast of Florida, so the fact that you went to the west coast is pretty interesting. All right. Well, thank you, Mary, for telling us your story. Good to have you as a listener there in Punta Gorda. To good day. It's 29 past the hour.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting Geico.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store, except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
As a proud father of five...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. Jason Lewis here. Did you know USA Today reports that nearly 20% of parents plan to take a second job to pay bills and support their families? Well, bravo. I applaud responsibility. But I have a far better idea, a way for you to stay home and earn that second income to pay bills or get ahead financially. I recommend starting your own internet-based home business through IncomeAtHome.com. They can help you start earning money fast. No selling soap, no cold calling, and no pressure. No matter your age, education, or experience, you can do this in the comfort of your home. They provide the coaching and they bring potential customers to your home computer. You can literally earn money from your kitchen table. And you know, I recommend IncomeAtHome.com to all of my listeners. So visit IncomeAtHome.com and check out the $1,000 giveaway. That's IncomeAtHome.com. Don't forget to tell them Jason Lewis sent you. That's IncomeAtHome.com, IncomeAtHome.com, IncomeAtHome.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I'm with Roberta Facinelli in her New York City Deweys. Jennifer's in her Deweys in Los Angeles. Richie's down in his Deweys. Our main studio for our originating network, Radio America, is in Washington. And joining us also is our pal, Uri Geller, who is in England. One of the great things about going to Israel and being a name dropper is dropping your name. That was, I had several opportunities to reflect on stories that you have told us, including going to the Mount of Olives and going to where a lot of action took place in the Six-Day War. I was with a general who I had met actually when I was there before, named Cooperman. And he knows, he's done all, takes all the presidents around, takes all the dignitaries around, yada, yada. And so he was talking about the Six-Day War and how it affected so many, like when Iraq and even Afghanistan affects people in our country, but we're not all directly in it. We hear stories, maybe somebody in our family has been in the service, but it's not like a war where the entire country literally is engaged. And that's what happens when Israel goes to war, everybody is engaged. And they feel like they're at war a little bit now with Syria, even though it's not a hot war, and every once in a while they get the bombs come in on the rockets, and a couple of people get killed here and there. But I felt, frankly, Uri, that it was more peaceful there now than it had been at any time. The feeling was better than it had been. But anyway, back to the 7-day war. In 1967, when everything changed so dramatically, a lot of people were confronted with situations like the one you were confronted with. And it was obvious, you know, you get down to the brass tacks of people. That's why I'm telling the story. Most people, average people, do not want to be at war. They don't want to fight. They don't want to get into the situation. And you've told the story actually so many times with your confronting the Palestinian soldier, and it's either you shoot him or he shoots you, and you sort of stand there. And you can almost imagine, if everybody closes their eyes, put yourself in that position where you would be confronted with someone who's staring you down with a gun. What do you do? And that's, you know, that happens. You told the story about how it happened with you and the Palestinian soldier, and how
It was a Jordanian soldier.
Jordanian soldier.
My unit was a paratroopers unit, and we had to take the French hill in Ramallah, where King Hussein started building his summer villa. Mm-hmm. And yes, I was confronted, there was a Jordanian soldier aiming his weapon at me and about to pull the trigger. And I was holding my Uzi, and it was tragically an amazing experience, because my whole life flashed in my mind in a millisecond, and we looked each other in the eye, and I knew at that moment, at that very moment, that whoever pulls the trigger first will survive.
Yeah.
And I was indeed faster than him, otherwise I wouldn't be talking to you.
Man.
But, you know, that event totally changed my life.
Yeah. So how many people, other people do you think, Uri, who have been through that same sort of thing, who are Israelis, who've been in a constant state sort of war, or they have been ill at ease, shall we say, through all this period? There is now all of this talk about the Muslim Brotherhood, and whether the Egyptians are going to keep the peace, and are we going to be able to take care of Syria because the guy who's there is no good, and instead of Muslim spring, it's Muslim autumn, or it's Middle East autumn, or whatever the term is. Things are changing there, and you can feel, because things are changing all around Israel, that things are changing in Israel. More and more people are moving in to the country from other countries. They're immigrating from Africa. They're immigrating more and more from Russia, because the Russians, there's a big thing about Putin. Putin apparently has become extraordinarily unpopular, and they want anybody who's in the Soviet Union or former Soviet countries who's Jewish wants to get out of there, and of course they're coming to Israel, and so the population in Israel is growing very fast.
Yeah, you see, Doug, anywhere in Israel, you still feel very, very safe.
Yes.
I mean, I remember when I went there with Hannah and Shippy, my brother-in-law, to join the Israeli troops when Israel was fighting the North. We actually drove into Lebanon behind the Israeli tanks, and we've seen the shootings and killings, and bombs were falling all around us. But people in Tel Aviv were walking on the beach, and you just didn't know that there was a war going on in the north.
Yeah.
And the distance between Tel Aviv and northern Israel, the Lebanese border, is not that far.
No.
It's an amazing country. You must have felt the energy. And we, you know, our goal is to create peace with all our neighbors, but it's proving to be very, very tough. Especially now with the uprising in the summer Arab countries, we don't know exactly what the outcome will be. But I still think that the biggest threat comes from Iran, because they are building a nuclear weapon, which will be dangerous for many European countries, and will destabilize the Middle East tremendously.
Here's the thing. This is what I walk away from more than anything else. My own observation. This did not come from anybody, because the Israelis are concerned about the Muslim Brotherhood. But as I read more and more international coverage, or international, coverage is probably the right word, of Muslim Brotherhood, and why they have become so successful, has nothing to do with their antagonism toward Israeli, the Israeli state, the Jewish state. It has to do with one thing and one thing only. And I hope that this maybe proves to be significant in our country. The Muslim Brotherhood has risen to power because of one thing and one thing only, and it has nothing to do with the Israelis. It has to do with corruption in all of these countries. The single thread that is bringing these people into a focus is the Islamic tradition, if you will, of being anti-corruption. There's one thing about Islam and the Muslim world, is that they hate corruption. And these countries have been run by people who are so corrupt. And these people now, because of the tools of Twitter and Facebook and all this other stuff, they look around, they see in countries like Saudi Arabia where there's a 34% unemployment rate, and these people are spending $300 million to buy a new airplane. And, you know, it's this kind of stuff. They knew Mubarak was getting billions of dollars from, you know, the country was controlled by him and his family.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do business there, you got to do business with them. And there's a 28% unemployment rate in Egypt.
Yeah, well, you know, Doug, all dictators will fall gradually. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt. I mean, Syria is about to collapse. I don't give Syria more than 4 or 5 weeks.
No, at the most, maybe not even that much. But these people still hold on. They're so out of touch with reality. Or they think their reality is the world of reality.
The question that has to be asked, Doug, is the people who will take over, or the governments that will be created out of these demonstrations and falling of presidents and prime ministers and generals and dictators, will the new ones be better or worse?
It depends on, I think, the way you're looking at it. The single theme of corruption is more important to them than anything else. Whether they're moderate, the Muslim Brotherhood is moderate, or whatever, or whoever, however, you're not going to stop them because they are growing in terms of interest. There are those, the secondary part of this is, it's not a step forward for individual rights, Muslim mm-hmm. Brotherhood, or the, you know, some of the extreme Islamists certainly are not interested in equality for women, and women want equality. So their measure of success, one of the things that I think you hold, if we can find something good in all of this, is that there now is what's the old business, the cat's out of the bag, or the genie's out of the bottle, or whatever it is. You can either you can hate Steve Jobs, or you can love him. And there are reasons for both, I suppose. But in this circumstance, what he created, the tool that has been created by these people who have allowed everyone now to connect on Facebook and Twitter, and they send pictures of what's going on, you can't stop that.
No, you can't, Doug. Let me put it this way. It's easier to understand. You cannot hide things anymore.
No. Mm-hmm.
That's in the past.
Yep.
Finished. You know, it's just the search engines that are at the tip of your fingers. Every time I want to find out something about someone, about a situation, about a place, you know, I go to the search engines.
Yeah.
And I Google it, and I know everything. People know where you live. People know what you eat. The big search engines probably know exactly your lifestyle.
Yep.
And it's quite...
That's what I say. The good and the bad of this is that you can't hide anything. And that means you can't hide anything. You can't hide any more than you can hide things. It's very difficult anymore to be able to do that. But
next week when I come back, we'll talk about China, because I just came back from Beijing yesterday.
Oh, did you? I didn't know you went. When did you go?
Yeah, I went 4 days ago.
Did you?
It was quite an experience.
Is that the first time you've been in Beijing?
Yes, I've never been in China.
All right.
And we have to talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I went to the Forbidden City.
Yep.
I went to amazing places.
All right. So, yeah, let's talk about that. We will. Uri Geller's website is URIGELLER, an amazing place to find out amazing things about an amazing man. UriGeller.com.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-654-6449. That's 1-800-654-6449. 1-800-654-6449.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 2323. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99. And will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 2323.
You may have seen the story, another one of these things that we, the kind of a story that people are interested in because it's great sort of human drama, and we carry these, we love these sorts of things at DougStefan.com. This fellow from Kansas who was on the lam, he was convicted of kidnapping while on the run from police. He claims that when he broke into these people's home, he made a deal with them that he'd give them money if they hit him. It's reasonable for a crook. Did you hear that right? Got into the house.
Where's the money?
They reached a legally binding oral contract that they would hide him. Jesse Dimmick is suing these people. He contends the breach of the contract. He seeks $235,000 in damages from them. He wrote in a notarized legal document indicating he was filing the counterclaim in response to the suit against Dimmick that the Rowleys filed against him in September. The police almost killed me. These people did not protect me. Therefore, they called the police, violating the oral contract they'd agreed to. So he's doing this on his own. This one is the time you can't really blame lawyers. But this is really, it tells you about the mindset of people. The police roughed him up a little bit. He went to the hospital. His bills are $160,000 for that. He wants this couple to pay.
Whatever. Any judge that even spends 1 minute listening to this case,
oh my God,
should be chucked right off the bench.
That's really funny. But it is what the world has come to.
I know.
It really is. It's what the world has come to.
Tort reform, baby. Tort reform.
You can click on the link at DougStefan.com to read the entire article and to bring yourself up to date as to what's happening. The kidnapper suing former hostages of his. Oh, my God. 50 minutes after the hour on Good Day.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost. A share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Hi, this is Ed Krell, Chief Executive Officer of Destination Maternity. It's a sad fact that each year, thousands of babies here at home and millions more worldwide are born too soon. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies.
Help us raise awareness of this crisis and put an end to premature birth for good. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Today's the day, primary day in the Sunshine State, but will it be a total eclipse for one of the candidates? I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The state of Florida holding its Republican presidential primary today. So far, we've had the Iowa caucuses, the New Hampshire primary, the South Carolina primary. So this is the fourth test for the remaining candidates, Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, Rick Santorum, and Ron Paul. Brian Hughes is spokesman for the Republican Party of Florida. He says being number four in the process has worked out very well.
Florida is everything we thought it would be based on the earlier primary date. Number fourth in the order, the first contest to be all Republicans. Huge numbers of turnout, maybe 2 million or more people.
That's right, 2 million or more, and that includes more than 600,000 Republicans who have already cast their ballots early or sent in absentee ballots. As for the candidates themselves, all of the latest polls show Mitt Romney with a surge, taking a double-digit lead over Newt Gingrich, with Santorum and Paul much further behind. Bob Buckhorn is mayor of Tampa. He's a Democrat, and he says the central part of his state is a microcosm of the entire country.
Demographically, ethnically, it's a swing area. So if their messages translate here and if they resonate here, they will resonate out with swing voters across America.
And how does Mayor Buckhorn size up the Florida frontrunner, Mitt Romney?
He is a more mainstream, moderate candidate, which I think will make him more appealing outside of the Republican primary. But it's going to be a competitive race either way.
A competitive race for President Obama, that is. We'll see just how competitive it is in Florida today, where the Romney camp is expecting a big win, while the Gingrich campaign is already downplaying expectations and looking ahead, vowing to stay in it to the finish. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, J.D. Davis for Snow Country, brought to you by Smuggler's Notch, Vermont, America's family resort. Three interconnected mountains, resort living with award-winning children's programs and family fun guaranteed. Visit smugs.com today. Eastern resorts are anticipating some new snow during different parts of the week. Now, many spots across the Green Mountains and into the Adirondacks of New York scored anywhere from about a half a foot to 9 inches of new snow yesterday. So a few spots with some fresh powder, like at Burke in northern Vermont, with about 9 inches of fresh snow and over 40 runs on some powder surfaces. Shawnee Mountain into the Poconos with over 20 runs. Plenty of corduroy laid out on the Tomahawk Trail as they have day and night skiing and some fresh grooming. Massanutten in Virginia with about 10 runs at 70% of their mountain. Winter Place in West Virginia with a couple of dozen runs. They'll ride it into the nighttime. Heading to the Western Mountains, where Granite Peak in Wisconsin has over 70 trails. They stay at full operation. Boreal in California with a fresh 6 inches of new snow in the last week. 25 trails. Save $5 on lift ticket deals at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, some modest losses for the market yesterday. The Dow fell 7 points to 12,654. S&P off by 3 points. NASDAQ dropped 5. Crude oil prices also lower, falling 78 cents a barrel, finishing up at $98.78. New numbers out revealing that consumers across the nation spent less and saved more as 2011 came to an end. Commerce Department figures showing consumer spending in December was at its weakest point since last June. Overall, saving was the rule in 2011, with consumers socking away more than $460 billion in December. $460 billion. That means when you combine all of our savings, we are the 1%. There's a new list out from the Council for Community and Economic Research, and based on a cost of living index for 2011... the least expensive city to live in the country is, drumroll please, Harlingen, Texas. Don't worry, even people in Harlingen, Texas have never heard of it. And finally, in this campaign season in which we've all heard too many speeches, we bring you a recent speech delivered to the National Press Club of Australia, where Australian House of Representatives leader Anthony Albanese started out his speech this way.
In Australia, we have serious challenges to solve, and we need serious people to solve them.
Hey, wait a minute. That does sound a little familiar, doesn't it?
We have serious problems to solve, and we need serious people to solve them.
That's Michael Douglas as President Andrew Shepherd in the 1995 movie The American President. But it's got to be a coincidence, right? I mean, this Australian House leader couldn't have lifted more than just that opening line. I'll tell you what. Let's put their remarks side by side, starting with President Shepherd.
I promise you, Bob Rumson is not the least bit interested in solving it.
Unfortunately, Tony Abbott is not the least bit interested in fixing anything.
He is interested in two things.
He's only interested in two things.
Making you afraid of it and telling you who's to blame for it.
Making Australians afraid of it and telling them who's to blame for it.
Well, a little embarrassing for the House leader, who did own up to making a mistake. So far, no legal action has been taken by anybody. Why don't we let the president close this out and take us home?
My name is Andrew Shepherd, and I am the president.
Or, my name is Anthony Albanese, and I am the leader of the Australian House of Representatives. Doesn't have the same ring to it. I'm David Weiss. That's the news. That's that.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes. Green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected. Like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. We'll be right back.